Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Third Shift Workers Day. It's also National School Nurse Day. It's National Receptionist Day. It's National Coconut Cream Pie Day. And finally, it's National Have a Coke Day. So there you go. That's gonna cover it. All right, thank you everyone. Goodbye. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just looking here to see if we had any contact. I know we did some contact yesterday, so I doubt we have new contact today. We do not. So we are good to go here. So yeah, I think we pretty much finished Saturday, but let's go back. We had a Filipino party, and it was good. You know, one thing about the Filipino, I feel, and I think it's just me, but I don't know if anyone else has experienced this. When you have a party at a restaurant, and they reserve a room for you, and you know, but let's say this party was 50 people, right? It really was around 50 people. And, well, somewhere between 35 and 50, let's say. Oh, I'm sleepy. I'm yawning. Anyway, so it's, I don't know the exact count, but I'm thinking it's around 50. The guy was turning 50, so that also could be why the number 50 is in my head. But there were three very long tables that held probably 15 to 20 people per table. And so anyway, let's say around 50 people. Wouldn't that be appropriate? You invite 50 people to your 50th birthday party. But it's very noisy when you get that many people in one room all talking and laughing and, you know, giggling and snorting and, you know, whatever else the case may be. And me being the people pleaser person that I am, this room was not separated from the main dining room. We could see into the main dining room. There was no closed doors, no nothing like that. We could see into the main dining room. And I felt people's eyes on me from the dining room, like, you guys are being loud. Shut up. You know, but how do you have 50 people in a room all having a good time? I felt bad for the other diners in the restaurant. I felt a little uncomfortable, like, you know, oh, we're affecting these other people's meal. So we had, it was an Italian place, the waitress, oh my gosh. So we place our order, and this server that we had, she didn't care for shit. She was, I think she was European. She may have even been Italian. And there's a difference in Europe. In America, the customer is always right. The servers are supposed to be happy and smiley and, hey, how are you doing? My name is Mandy. And, you know, write their name on the tablecloth with a crayon and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's what we, well, not if you go to like a Michelin star restaurant, which, by the way, Mark and I are trying to pick a Michelin star restaurant for London. It is so difficult because there's not much of a difference between the menus, and a lot, they're mostly seafood, which, you know, with like one protein that's not seafood. But again, I'm trying to get better at eating seafood. So I'm like, okay, that's fine because I want the experience. The service is so good at Michelin star restaurants. Like they wait on you hand and foot. They're asking you about yourself. They, you know, was there an event that you were coming for? You know, they'll give you a birthday card if it was your birthday. Like so much, you know, it's so good. The service is so good. And each course has its own silverware and its own. And you get a wine pairing with each. It's great. I love it. But selecting one is hard because, you know, Gordon Ramsay, he is not a Food Network chef, but he is a celebrity chef. he does have a 3 Michelin star restaurant in London. I really wanted to eat there because I love Gordon Ramsay. I love me some Gordon Ramsay, and it is a 3 Michelin star restaurant. They didn't have any reservations on that day. Wah, wah. And then Alain Ducasse is another one, I want to say, is his name. And I've heard of him. I know he is a world famous chef. And he has a restaurant in London. And so that's an option. And it's 3 Michelin stars. And then there's, anyway, there's more. We're trying, I kind of digressed. We're trying to pick a Michelin star, or two or three Michelin star. We already, there's an Italian place that is a 1 Michelin star that we are going to do on the day we get back from the cruise, because it's not a set menu. It's just a menu that you order off of and, you know, you a la carte. But we want the full 3 Michelin star experience where you get a set menu. It's the chef has decided what it's going to be. And, you know, it's a tasting menu. The 1 Michelin star is much cheaper. So it's a much more affordable thing. But we want it for our anniversary. We want to do the 2 or 3 Michelin star experience. So I don't know. It's hard. I'm trying to decide, and I need to decide quickly. Mark does not have a preference because he's like, all the menus look the same to me. He said, it's a lot of seafood. Are you sure you want to do this? I was like, yes, I want the experience. And I'm trying to get used to seafood. So, but anyway, regardless, back to the restaurant. So she was just not, in Europe, what I was going to say is, the customer is not always right in Europe. It is just, you're not. You don't tip in Europe, mostly. The wait staff don't give a shit if they're pleasing you or not. I mean, unless you're going to like a 3 Michelin star. I mean, if you're going to a 3 Michelin star, then they're licking your ass. But if you're just going to a regular restaurant in Europe, you know, they don't give a crap. They might be nice, but if, you know, they're not going to put up with anything. So I feel like this lady may have been European. She was not rushing to take our order. She, you know, nothing. She takes the order, and then they start to bring out the food. And she goes, who had the chicken Alfredo? Who had the chicken Alfredo? Nobody ordered chicken Alfredo. We were all like, nope, I didn't have chicken. She was like, it was you, not me. It wasn't me because I ordered the sampler. I did not have Alfredo at all, so it was not me. But there were a few people that ordered the chicken Madeira, I think, or whatever. I can't remember. So there were a few people that ordered chicken. And there were a few people that had ordered Alfredo. But the Alfredo was a crab and shrimp Alfredo. And the chicken dish was a chicken Madeira, I think. Because it was a set menu, a special menu for the birthday. So there was no chicken Alfredo that was an option for us on the birthday menu. So everybody's like, no, it wasn't me. And she was like, she was not having it. She was like, you ordered to this guy. It was you. You ordered chicken Alfredo. He was like, no, I promise. I didn't order chicken. She was standing there for like 5 minutes declaring that this guy ordered chicken Alfredo. She wasn't having it. But she was so wrong. And after she left, I was like, guys, there's no chicken Alfredo on the menu. I said, do you think we should tell her that there's no chicken Alfredo on the menu? They were like, do you want her to spit in your food? I'm like, well, she already brought the food, so I'm good. But man, she was avoiding our room as much as she could. Like, she did not want to wait on us. There were multiple servers in our room, and she was the one for our table. I'm not really sure why. Like, we were nice. Anyway, the food was okay. I mean, it was kind of run-of-the-mill Italian. I like Italian in general, so it was fine. But, you know, nothing to write home about. And they gave us all a bottle of wine as well. So, I mean, and I think I told you guys on yesterday's show, but Filipino birthdays, you know, an American birthday, if it's my birthday, my friends are going to buy me dinner or buy me something. For Filipino, if it's your birthday, you are paying for your friends. So the guy who had his 50th birthday paid for the entire party. So we didn't pay for anything. Not only that, they gave us all a bottle of wine before we left. Crazy. So anyway, then on Sunday, I couldn't mow again because it was raining. It rained all weekend. I did end up mowing the front yard on Monday, but I'm mowing the backyard today, so. It's been storming at night, and Sydney, the dog, gets so worked up when it's stormy. She gets scared, and she sleeps with us. And so if it starts lightning or thundering, she is going to sit up in the bed, start breathing really hard, you know, panting, and just moving around the bed and like getting up and like trying to lay on our head and like all this kind of stuff. I gave her medicine last night to kind of calm her down. Didn't work. She still woke up around 2:30 in the morning because we had tornado warnings. It woke me up. And I was a little bit worried because it was very windy and stormy outside. And so it kind of worried me. And so I wasn't able to get back to sleep. But anyway, so I couldn't mow on Sunday. But Sunday was a pretty, I saw my parents, no big deal there. Mark didn't go, it was just me. And went to church. And in between, I don't know what I did. I think we did some planning for the trip. And that's about it. That was my weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.